It was one of those early Montreal springs. The days were getting longer. You knew in your bones winter was over. I looked at the brown earth with new interest.
You're eating it now?
What do you mean, Claudino?
I made this with dirt.
Dirt?
Well, soil.
Soil?
I always knew it would come to this.
We were having Sunday dinner. Mama, Uncle Percy, and I. I always cooked Sunday dinner.
Clean dirt?
I got it at a garden shop at St. Antoine. It's special. There's lots of clay and
minerals. Is this what they teach you?
Annie says it's called geophagy. They've been eating dirt for thousands of years.
Mm. Annie, your professor?
Mm-hmm.
You call her Annie? Oh, can this be right, Claudino?
That's the one you like, eh? It's Annie.
I like Annie.
Is she your sweetie?
Oh, Percy, stop it. Geophagy?
Mm-hmm.
Geo-earth. Fagy. To eat.
That's really good, Percy.
Mm-hmm. I study Greek with the Jesuits.
Such things. Isn't Annie the crazy one? The one with that horrible Anthony?
Annie is very smart. And cool. She's very cool.
I believe you are blushing.
No, I was blushing. I liked Annie. I couldn't wait for her next class. I didn't care much for Anthony always hanging about her.
I made it like polenta.
Did they like it?
Uncle Percy did. My mother.
We were at the cabin a few nights later. Annie and me and Anthony.
I draw the line at maggots and flour. It will never be a part of the pastry curriculum as long as I have breath in my weary body.
I really didn't care for Anthony.
We start in space.
You mean like Michelle?
No, more fun.
It was true. Michelle was very intelligent, but his course had been a bit boring.
10 billion locusts in a single swarm.
That's it. I am retiring to the facilities.
Do you like Anthony?
Annie was wearing 5 different shades of blue, each perfect with her mane of jet black hair. Annie stroked my cheek.
I don't like him.
I was in heaven.
What's this? Lovey-dovey with the students. Very, very naughty and very...
Oh, shut up.
You little unmentionable bitch.
Forget it, Anthony. Just forget it.
He turned to me.
What are you looking at?
He had the ugliest leer on his face. The insect wars were heating up at the Cégep.
There are some people in this department who might consider keeping their ignorant mouths closed.
Annie would never let anyone get the last word.
Who does Michel think he is? Does he think he owns the world? Macho babble-wabble, if you ask me.
I found it very exciting. I was kind of hoping Annie would win the insect wars, but I liked Michel too. He was very serious. I had heard he'd even consulted with the UN. The Cégep de Ville-Montréal was on Ontario, near Barrie. I took the metro down to UQAM. I love it down there. Saint-Denis, lots of people, lots of noise, lots of food, lots of everything. All the better in this early spring. There was even a few terrasses open, and that's always a good sign. Michel was teaching a course on the multinational agricultural industry and the future of the world's food sources.
Entomophagy, the eating of insects for food.
He loved insects.
Insects are beautiful.
Obsessed with them, really.
Insects are also tasty. But
a real expert.
Don't just go out there, my dears, and pop one in your mouth.
I was learning a lot about insects and their life cycles and the amazing range of their similarities and differences.
If they're black, green, or brown, eat with impunity, my dears. Otherwise, if they're red, orange, or yellow, avoid like the plague. Your grandchildren will never know a day when they didn't eat them with relish. Consider, Consider raising insects requires minimal space per pound of protein produced and have a better feed-to-meat ratio than any other yield. There are, to my calculation...
Annie had a whole other way of doing insects.
Insect popcorn. Using, let's say, crickets. Now that would be a new treat, just for the way they look, as a new garnish. Insects are fabulous. Very attractive, and food should always be tasteful and attractive.
Yes.
Nice green dragonflies resting on a yellow potage. Almost sculptural. There's all sorts of strange, wonderful things you can eat. Broiled giant Sonoran centipedes basted with a teriyaki sauce, for instance. Be careful, though, to snip off their little poison jaws. Or scorpions. The Chinese make a nice soup with them with dates, garlic, ginger, carrots, and even a little pork.
What about the poison stinger?
The venom is deactivated when cooked, so the stinger and sac need not be removed. They also eat them live as an appetizer. Termites? Good live, but be warned, they have rather big jaws. If tempted to eat one alive, make your first bite count. And crush the insect's head before it can latch onto your lips or tongue. A nice white Pinot Grigio. You can't beat the Italians when it comes to wine. Makes a fine companion to a termite feast. You'll find your guests will drink more than usual. Don't skimp on the number of bottles.
It kept going like this with Annie and Michelle, competing for who was the most esoteric and most brilliant and most futuristic.
Maggots are easy to obtain. Rinse them off and pat them dry. Then put into a plastic bag and pop straight into the freezer until they're dead, but not frozen. Voila, ready to cook.
Maggot flour tastes and smells like dried bacon. Unlike some, I don't care for the flavor, and I refuse to eat them live. Crickets are more appetizing.
After maggots, beetles are my next favorite ingredient. Much more substantial. Goliathus goliatus is the world's heaviest insect, weighing up to 100 grams, which is almost as much as the hamburger.
These insect wars weren't only happening at the Sejep, but had spread out into the city.
At my last party, I served beetle dip. I used cottage cheese, lemon juice, skim milk, some reduced mayonnaise, a tablespoon finely chopped parsley.
Annie was on TV, and she was becoming quite well known. And she was moving into Michelle's spotlight. He was incensed.
You're driving me crazy, Annie. And I can't say much for you,
Anthony. Leave us alone. If you can't be decent,
then
what?
Stop it, you two! Idiots! I am sick of your tantrums. And as for you, Michelle, dear, dear Michelle, grow up. You didn't invent the world.
Just stay out of my way.
Michelle, maybe to counteract the growing Annie media groundswell, had done a piece in La Presse about the importance of beetles in the coming world food supply.
There are more than 90 species of blowflies, and their maggots are the tastiest and most nutritious. I've been experimenting with this in my kitchen.
Now, every time Annie met Michelle in the hallways, she always saluted him. I think Anthony found her behavior all a bit embarrassing.
Don't touch me!
I said stop!
Oh, shut up! I won't have any more of your macho bubble wabble!
Please, please, everyone is listening.
What do you care?
It never looks good to be abused in public by a member of the department.
How pathetic you are.
Michelle just laughed at them both.
What's next for you? Excrement? The final food frontier? You're finished!
Finished? Finished?
My cookbook is ready! I'll have my own cooking show. I'll be on Letterman, and you'll be nobody. Nobody!
Michelle turned very red in the face.
You have a cookbook?
And insect cuisine is at the heart of it. The very heart of it. Right, Jean-Claude?
A few nights later, I was working late in the Sejep kitchen. I like it better at night. Quieter, more inspiring. I was trying out some maggot recipes. I discovered they were great with peanut butter. But the problem seemed to be their unattractive whiteness in the general brown field. I was thinking food color. Maybe purple. When Michelle came in.
Oh, Chocolate, good. Good, I'm glad you're here, my dear.
I did ask you for the key.
I know. Good. Good, I need your help.
Wow, a chance to help Michelle.
The Colombian wormwood beetles have escaped. They're all over my office.
It was true. There must have been 100 of the large insects. Maybe 3-4 inches long with ferocious jaws.
What a noise they make.
They're excited. Freedom, eh?
Oh.
They were everywhere.
What should I do?
What you should do, my dear, is catch them.
Carefully.
Quite rare. Part of my breeding experiments. Don't hurt them.
No.
Carefully collect each one and put them in their dear little containers. Put the one in my trouser top, will you?
Oh. As I was bending down, I knocked Michelle's gym bag over. It was filled with empty insect containers.
Those, over there.
This is a mess, Michelle. How did this happen?
No, I'm not sure. And clean it, Sam. It could be a disaster.
Will they bite me?
Not if you're careful and quick as a bunny.
Okay.
Jerry, okay, good. Oh, good, my dear. I knew I could count on you.
What's this? Looks interesting.
It's my collection of blowfly larvae. I've become quite a connoisseur, actually, my dear. 90 species, each with its own flavor. Oh, there's one. We have a lot to do.
Soon, Michelle and I have captured several dozen.
Keep at it, my dear. Good. Brilliant.
I got one.
Good. A long time.
No.
It must have been about 3 when we finished. Michelle suddenly left. He didn't even say goodbye. I took a taxi home. I slept in. I was real tired, and I could hardly drag myself out of bed. I didn't arrive at school till just about noon. Something was happening. It was really strange. Small groups of people clustered about.
You mean you don't know?
No, I don't know.
It's Annie, man. Annie.
What? What about Annie?
She's missing.
I saw her yesterday.
Yeah, but that was yesterday. Today she's gone.
She's home safe.
And she didn't go.
Maybe she's very sick, can't use the phone.
Yeah, they went over. Anthony has a key.
I felt a pang of jealousy.
They check all the hospitals, too.
Have they gone to the police?
Yeah, you know the police, man. Missing person. Come back next week.
Well, what about Anthony?
He's acting strange, man, I'll tell you.
He was, too. Sort of stopping in the middle of the hallway and just staying there and looking lost.
Yeah. I heard about Annie. I'm sure it's nothing.
Oh? Annie?
Have you heard from her? Do you know where she is?
Who?
Annie?
I think she went to see her sick sister.
Is that what she told you?
No, that's not right. She had a breakdown.
What do you mean? Is she in the hospital? Did they check the hospital?
No, that's not right. She's gone to Europe. Something about her new cookbook. No, that's not right. No, that's not right.
A week or two went by, and still no Annie. It's funny how quickly people fade. I thought of her a lot. I missed her. Anthony had taken to not coming in either. It was a bit of a mess in the department. Michelle, on the other hand, seemed to be doing very well. Whistling, happy. He even got to finish teaching Annie's course on edible esoteria.
I guess I'll have to pick up the pieces, my dears. Somebody has to, since somebody isn't here.
I went home in the rain. A month went by. The term had finished at Cégep, and Annie had never come back. There had been extensive searching for her. A detective had even gone to Brussels to follow a lead. Nothing had panned out. In between working shifts at Julian's, I took to collecting maggots. I really liked my coloring idea, but I still couldn't get it quite right. I was feeling lonely and on my own a lot. Early one morning, I walked down Avenue du Parc over to Montréal. I decided I'd go right to the top, above the cross, to hunt more maggots. I remembered Annie's invitation.
When the weather gets warmer, we'll go up some evening to the top of Mount Royal. I have some very special places there.
And it made her be back somehow. Everything was alive. As I was moving about in the underbrush, I noticed a strong smell. Horrible, really. But there'd be maggots there, I bet. I pushed a shrub out of the way, and there was a body. A woman? Black hair? Jet black hair. Oh no. It was Annie. And she was black and strange and twisted. She was covered in maggots, a swarming mass, devouring. I threw up in the bushes. I ran for all I was worth to the phone booth down by the road and called the police.
I found a body. Danny.
Danny.
I realized at that moment that I had loved her. And still did. The police were soon there.
It's okay. Show me where it is.
It was Detective Fortin. There were a lot of police everywhere.
This is a bad one.
And they put up their yellow tape.
Get the forensics up here.
The coroner was there.
Oh, hey. Your Percy's nephew. Jean-Claude Gagnon, right?
Yeah.
And Jean Lamarche.
This is horrible. Yeah, Percy talks about you all the time.
How's old Percy? He's quite a guy, eh?
What are you doing?
Oh, yeah. We have to figure out the exact position of the body. You never know what data is going to be important. Sunlight, shade, temperature. It's all important.
When did she die? I mean, she's been missing more than a month.
You know her?
But, yeah, she's a professor at the CEGEP.
Oh, yeah. I saw a report missing person thing. Hey! Watch out over there, eh? You got to keep the crime scene clean. Right, John?
Yeah.
You know it, Andre.
What are all those footprints all around?
Pretty distinctive, huh? This hatch pattern. Million pairs, though. Maybe some pervert found the body and kept coming back for more. Could be the murderer. Hey! Hey! I told you to stay out of there! Stay here, Jean-Claude. I gotta talk to you. Fortin is the best.
What are you doing now?
Oh, you're curious, eh? Just like Percy. Collecting insects. Big set of clues, you know? We can tell an awful lot from what's there. Their stages of development, where they are, on and off the body. It's mostly blowflies, right? Those blowflies. If it dies, they will come. They can smell a corpse from 2 kilometers away. Us, we couldn't smell it at 3 meters. Then, when the flesh goes, there's beetles that eat the bones. You want to look? See here. Major larvae infestation around the eyes and the mouth. More here, in the ears. And you see this? This is the wound. Probably the cause of death.
A knife?
Yep. A big one, looks like. Kitchen, maybe. Hey, are you okay? Jean-Claude? Andre, come and take care of the kid, will you?
Annie had become a celebrity. The newspapers and television were filled with the story. There was even a picture of me in the Gazette. I guess because I had found her and I spoke English. Le Devoir, as usual, avoided the sensationalism and only had a small story on page 7.
You got any ideas for the menu this evening, Jean-Claude? Hey, and before you get started, let me say one word. No insects. I am not going to have any insect cuisine in this bistro, Boyle.
Ugh. I gagged for a moment.
I'm through with insects, Julian. Maybe something simple. A medaillon de veau with peas and some new potatoes.
Good! Better!
I was in the kitchen with Julian, starting the evening potage. A Pierre Le Grand. It smelled real good, with portobello mushrooms and grass puree and hazelnuts.
Hey, Julian, don't kill it.
Hey, come on, Louis's here.
And Louis was there, too. Louis worked for the Ville de Montréal as a food inspector.
Yeah, I didn't see a thing.
I like him. He was always stroking the hair out of my eyes while I worked.
Uncle Percy got the report on the stomach contents. Partridge, foie gras, truffles.
Sounds good. The woman ate well before she died.
But it's an important clue.
Is it?
No, wait. You know he's right. What that sounds like? Partridge Ballantine.
It does, doesn't it?
Where did you get Partridge Ballantine in this town?
Good question.
We've never served it, have we, Julian?
Oh, don't get me mixed up in this, Boyle. You remember that poor guy, Victor?
I had nothing to do with that.
You know where? What? Restaurant L'Auberge on Rue Saint-Denis.
Huh. Oh, L'Auberge! He's such a fool.
L'Auberge has the cleanest kitchen in the city, as opposed to some.
Hey! But you know, you're right, Louis. When did she die?
She'd been missing about 6 weeks.
That's exactly when I saw her there. 6 weeks ago.
You knew Annie?
Hey, she was a TV personality. A big mama in Foodland. No, I saw her there. Let me think, with two guys. A tweedy, dumpy type, but huge.
That's Anthony, sort of her boyfriend.
And another guy. Red hair.
Really? That's Michelle. I heard at school that Michelle had sent her a note suggesting a peace dinner. Okay, this is important.
Well, they ran the gamut that night. It started off all very cozy and Shay knew.
Well, then that's the night that she died. That's all they could tell from the food in her stomach. They couldn't tell anything else. She'd been dead too long. What time was it?
Oh, you're lucky I remember my name.
No, this is important.
You better tell him, Louis, otherwise he'll drive you crazy.
Well, it's got to have been maybe 9 o'clock.
Maybe he did do it.
Who?
Michelle. He hated her. I wonder what time she died.
Well, it was after maybe 10:30. That's for sure. They didn't leave till after the fight.
The fight?
Yeah, the big tweedy guy took a swing at the red one.
Michelle. What did Annie do? Wow.
Shut up, Michelle!
Now, Michelle came to the Cégep around 11:30. He was with me till at least 3. A bunch of his beetles had escaped.
Now, you don't bring those things here. You hear me, Boyle?
Well, he could have done it. There's a missing hour.
It didn't work out like that, though. The insect analysis on Annie's corpse clearly indicated that she had died somewhere between midnight and 2 a.m. Michelle had an alibi. Anthony didn't. When the police questioned him, he turned and ran. The police figured it was a crime passionnel and arrested him. The papers were filled with it. Passion and jealousy. I felt a bit guilty. After all, I had loved Annie too. The next day, I persuaded Uncle Percy to take me down to the morgue. I had to talk with Jean Lamarche.
The boy says you're wrong.
His insect analysis had cleared Michelle, together with my alibi.
Wouldn't be the first time.
And yet maybe there had been an error.
Look, this isn't always perfect, but it's pretty accurate. You see, this is where I reared the eggs and larvae I obtained from the site and the body. This tells me, fairly accurately, when they were laid and thus when she died. Sometimes within the hour. And then there is the issue of insect predation.
What's that?
Insects that eat other insects. Yeah. Rove beetles, ants, even wasps. Oh. That data wasn't as conclusive. I don't know why. There's a lot of mitigating circumstances with predation. I once wrote a monograph on it. In any event, the results support the fact of Annie having been murdered the night in question, between midnight and 2 a.m.
The coroner was pretty convincing.
No, given the temperature and humidity, the time of year, I have to stand behind my results.
See, Jean-Claude? Let's go home now. I don't want to miss Jeopardy!
Sorry, Jean-Claude.
I spent the next few days working shifts at Chez Julien. I was feeling down about Anthony and what had happened.
This is driving me crazy, Georges-Luc.
Where's the vinaigrette?
Oh, I forgot. It's just that I know that Michel killed Annie.
Yeah, well, we're cooks here, Jean-Claude, not detectives. Make me two croque monsieur.
Croque monsieur, so right away. And look what's happening to Michel, Georges-Luc. Without Annie, the field is clear for him. His great job at the UN, his big book deal, American and European.
The sky's the limit for that guy.
I don't know. Something's really, really wrong.
I pondered it endlessly. I couldn't see a way to connect Annie's death with Michel. It began to fade from my mind. A few nights later, I went down to the Cégep to try out a few things. I was becoming obsessed with tofu. I took my mother with me. We liked cooking together.
No, Claudino. It's not so bad, these tofu. You can't do anything with them.
I can make the tofu magenta with green peppers and anchovies. Let me see.
Oh, nice.
Suddenly, Michel was there.
What are you doing? I'm trying out a few things. This is my mother.
How do you do? And where did you get those maggots? I go to Europe for a week and all my insects are rifled.
These are not maggots. These are vermicelli.
Oh. Right. Sorry.
I'm off insects since Annie.
That Annie, she was a piece of work.
Oh. I liked her.
Oh, and I had such high hopes for you, Jean-Claude. Insects are the future. They're not all the same, these maggots. They only look the same. They're really very, very different. I told you guys that in class. I wish you'd listened to me.
You did. You said there were 90 species of blowflies. That's it. That's it!
What?
The maggots on Annie's body.
What are you talking about?
You planted the flies from your collection on Annie's body.
What are you talking about?
And that changed the estimated time of death. The similar but oh so different ways of insects. That confused the forensic reading and the estimate of the time of death.
Yeah, Annie, the bitch queen. She ate insects and then they ate her. Nature's justice.
And those empty insect containers that night.
What night?
The night Annie died. The night when I helped you round up the beetles which were spilled out of their boxes by you to keep me here for a long time. You did it. You killed Annie. There's probably a pair of boots around here that matched the footprint the police found.
Oh, no.
That means, well...
Oh, ooh. You mean these vermin are from her body?
What are you going to do about it now?
I'm
going to
go call the police.
No, you're not. You're going to become insect food, both you and your mother. I fooled them once, and I'll fool them again.
My mother was amazing. She grabbed the skillet and hit Michel. As Michel got up, he staggered into a large shell, knocking it down. In a flash, he was covered with thousands of maggots.
You saved my life, Mama.
No. Well, maybe. Well, any mother would.
Well, Michel was caught and arrested. The police found boots that matched. And Anthony was released. I began to feel less guilty. Soon, with all the publicity, Michel's insect cookbook was a bestseller on 2 continents. My mother even bought a copy, but we never use it. I miss Annie. I often wonder what might have happened if I had accepted her invitation.